Smash your FM radio. Indy 100 rocks.
What's everybody? It's Tyrone Tan here on StarRoseEntertainment.tv, Indy100.com Radio, and UBN. And I just want to say thank you, thank you, thank you to all the listeners from around the world that are tuning into my show. And it's because of you guys I get to do what I do. We're going to have a great show for you guys today. If you're in the cool documentaries, we have award-winning editor-director Carla Rota from the new HBO Max docuseries, Menudo Forever Young, coming into the studio. But before that, we want to do a couple plugs. Again, if you want to see a lot more celebrity interviews or back archive shows, go to our main production website, which is at www.starroseentertainment.tv. That's www.starroseentertainment.tv. Also, if you want to see our in-studio guest photos or guest co-host photos, such as Carla Rota, go to our Facebook page over on Star Wars Entertainment. And also, if you like the music we're going to be playing, or you just want to make a nice little comment or something, or a nice little fan letter, email me at tyrone.indy100@gmail.com. That's tyrone.indy100@gmail.com. And last but not least, if you want to hit me up on socials, that's at Tyrone Tan, TyroneTan, over on Twitter, and that's Tyrone Tan Official, thanks to the hacker there. Tyrone Tan Official now on Instagram. And then last but not least, if you want to hit me up on Facebook, that's Tyrone Tan over on Facebook. All right, well, without further ado, we're going to be bringing in a new guest co-host for the hour. First off, we want to say thank you to all the lovely and awesome guest co-hosts throughout the seasons. We always like to rotate and just just bring in some new blood sometimes, and sometimes we bring back some old blood, so to speak. And I want to welcome this person. Actually, we've got to interview him on the carpets before, but he's first time here, at least on this show that I know. Yeah, we have to be. it's my show. But we have here cinematographer Kirill Yousum. Welcome, man.
Thank you. Thank you very much.
All right. So welcome again. This is your first time coming on the show. And it I know, is. But we got the interview on the carpets in the past. So that's where sometimes it comes to a blur to me. Because sometimes I'm like, obviously I know that you're the first time here, but because when I've interviewed so many people throughout the years, you kind of start going, where do we interview? And this is what's the event? There's so many things that go on. But it's great to have you here.
Thank you. I can't imagine how many faces you see and how you can remember.
You know, if someone asked me, and I think I stopped counting a couple years ago at over 2,000. Because someone actually physically asked me, he's like, hey, how many people have you interviewed through the radio show, red carpets? And I try to count episodes. And then I said, at least. And I got to like at least 2,000. And I was like, I stopped. So it has to be obviously more than that.
Wow. That's a lot.
But it's cool. Well, it's cool to have you here, my man.
Thank you.
Have the audience to get to know a little bit about you before we bring in our guest of the hour, award-winning editor-director, Carla Rota. Really quick, tell the audience a little bit about yourself. What you do?
Well, I am a cinematographer. Awesome. I've been a cinematographer for about 20 years.
Mm-hmm.
I've worked on shows like Deadly's Catch and Ice Road Truckers. And
wow.
I've done a lot of reality TV stuff. Lots of music videos.
Awesome.
Those are fun. I'm just, journeyman, working my way through the industry.
Awesome. And where were you originally from?
I'm originally from Ukraine.
Ukraine. Oh, awesome. And did you get in the industry out there or out over here?
No, my family immigrated in 1989.
Okay.
So I was 9 when I came here. And then I've been pretty much in America ever since. San Diego first, and then LA, pretty much awesome. My whole adult life.
Awesome. And then you got into filmmaking, cinematography, that kind of thing?
Yeah, filmmaking, cinematography, and then I was teaching for a long time.
Wow.
Teaching, producing, and cinematography.
Awesome. But you love cinematography more so?
I like producing as well.
Okay.
It's fun.
Awesome. Well, cool. And how do people can catch you or anywhere? Social media, websites, or your work, anything like that they can check out?
Yes. My website is You Got It Pictures. That's with the U in gotitpictures.com.
So is it Y-O-U or just U?
No, just the letter U.
Okay,
and
U.
You Got It Pictures.
So check them out. You Got It Pictures.com. Again, that's at You Got It Pictures.com. Last but not least, U, just the letter U, got it, pitchers.com. You know why I say it three times? Do you know why?
So you can remember?
Yeah, psychologically. Right. I heard that you remember it. You know, you can remember it easier.
That's what they say about names, right? Yeah. Say it three times.
Kirill Yusum, cinematographer and then producer. Kirill Yusum, check him out. And now, so I don't know, did you by any chance, did your people give you the memo?
They did.
They gave you the memo. Okay. So what will we do? The guest co-host of the hour, we talk about some movie reviews. By any chance, have you seen any movies lately in the theater or anything?
In the theater, it's been a little while, I think, in the theater.
Or if anything, or just movies lately. What was the...
I saw The Gray Man.
The Gray Man. Okay, yeah. So I have not gotten to see that. So well, before you give your little quick little review, here's a little quick synopsis. Thanks to IMDb, here's The Gray Man, rated PG-13. Here's a little quick synopsis. When the CIA's most skilled operative, whose true identity is known to not accidentally uncovers dark agency secrets... A psychopathic former colleague puts a bounty on his head, setting off a global manhunt by international assassins. Directed by Anthony Russo and Joe Russo, and starring the awesome Ryan Gosling, Chris Evans, Ana de Armas, a plethora of great actors in here, Billy Bob Thornton, Jessica Henwick, a lot of great talent. I have not gotten to see it. Have you gotten to see it? And what did you think?
I liked it. It was entertaining.
Mm-hmm.
I'm not going to say it's the best movie I've
seen,
but it's entertaining. And there's a few things that I love. I love, the character. What's his name?
Was it Ryan Gosling's character or Chris Evans?
Chris Evans' character.
Lloyd Hansen?
Yeah, just the mustache and like.
Okay.
He's so like. Awkward and awesome and weird and you know he has
different
great,
from Captain America,
right? Very different. That was the weird thing, like seeing Captain America with like a porn stash and like like a really cheesy role. It was pretty awesome.
Awesome. Well, is it something like what made you watch it in the first? Because you know you're also in the filmmaking. So like what catches your eye to go check out a movie? Is it the people the people or who's involved or just if it looks cool?
I think sometimes it's also the day. Because I feel like it's a great Sunday like afternoon movie, especially because it's on Netflix at home.
Okay.
So it's like a great Sunday movie. But sometimes it's just, you know, trying to see the actors and obviously the trailers, you know, sometimes get you and it's an action film. So you don't have to think, you know, too much.
Gotcha.
You
okay.
Just go with it.
Well, now, would you highly recommend checking this out or what do you think?
I would give it an 8. Yeah.
Okay, great. So Kirim Yusum, cinematographer at YouGotItPictures.com. Is that
right.
correct?
That's right. That's right. You got it.
He says, check out, you know, he says you should check it out. It's on, was it Netflix or what was it?
It's on Netflix. Yeah.
It's on Netflix. And I have not gotten to see it, but actually other people have told me it was pretty cool. So check it out. It's called The Gray Man, directed by Anthony Russo and Joe Russo, and starring Ryan Gosling, Chris Evans, Ana de Armas, and a plethora of great other actors and actresses in this. All right, so again, that's The Gray Man, rated PG-13.
And she's really good in it.
Oh, really?
Yeah. Dharma,
she was also, I believe, was she in Knives Out as well?
She was, yeah. Okay, awesome. She was really good in that, too.
Cool. All right, well, now, I don't know, by any chance, did you get the other memo?
I did. I have it right in front of me.
Okay, so the other memo, we'll see if you if you got the right memo. The guest co-host of the hour finds a way, arranges a way, to bring on the guest of the hours, meaning to say, in that memo, it says, we either bring them in, sometimes we bring them in on limos, Millennium Falcons, hang gliders. Did you by any chance arrange a way to bring in this special guest of the hour? How are we going to bring her into the studio? Anything unique that you thought of, or do I have to go to my plan B?
I think we should do, like, beam her in, like Scotty beam
her.
Oh,
you know what? Yeah. We haven't done that in a while. So, are you in the sci-fi? Is that what made you think about arranging this that way?
I don't know why.
Beam her in. We've gotten something to that nature before. So, a little bit of background. This, I don't know. Do you know this guest coming on?
I do, yes.
Really?
I
do. Okay. Have you gotten to work with her anywhere, or just personal? You just have you know her or not?
I have gotten to work with her, but only when she's my boss.
Okay, awesome. Well, she is an award-winning editor, director, And she has this cool docu-series. I don't know if you know about this. It's this cool docu-series on HBO, exclusively at HBO Max. It's called Menudo Forever Young. Have you ever heard about that?
I have, and I've seen all the episodes, and awesome. I've seen all the rough drafts and all the cuts and all the versions.
Well, I'm sure you have a lot... A lot of personal history with this thing, but what I want to do, so I guess we're just going to bring her beamer in. So what we're going to see, that red button that says do not touch right there, I'll say that red button, you press that on the count of three, we're going to beam her in into the studio. We haven't done this in a while, so on the count of three, ready? Press that, one, two, and three. Uh-oh, here she comes. She's beaming into the studio. Oh my gosh, wait, she's coming. I see her somewhat. She's halfway come beaming in. Here she is, into the studio. Oh, wait, she got some fans coming. Beamed them through. She's siding some fans. Siding with some fans. Oh, they're throwing some roses at her. Oh, I don't know. They got through the beam. And look, she's doing some selfies with them as she's kind of beaming halfway through. Here they come. Here she comes into the studio. Again, here she is. She is an award-winning editor, director of the new docu-series on HBO Max, Menudo Forever Young. Here she is, the lovely and talented Carla Rota. Welcome, Carla Rota, award-winning editor-director Carla Rota, to StarosEntertainment.tv, Indie100.com Radio, and UBN. Welcome. Yeah, you safely beamed in, I guess, yeah?
Yeah. Let me breathe.
All right, woo. Got a couple fans trying to get in through there. Oh, my gosh.
I know.
Oh, well, here she is again. Thank you, Kerem Yusum, for beaming her in safely.
You're very welcome.
You might want to make sure the latch is off, so no one, you know, there you go. Yeah, there you go. So do not touch there. So anyways, we got Carla Rota, award-winning editor-director of Menudo Forever on HBO Max. Welcome to StarWarsEntertainment.tv, Indie100.com Radio, and UBN.
Hi.
Good. Well, first off, it's great to see you again. The last time we got to see you was on the red carpet.
Correct.
I believe it was the InfoList event, which is the pre Comic-Con bash. And I think we've seen each other before on the red carpets. Again, all the red carpets start to become a blur somewhat. I mean, so, but, you know, you've always been pleasant, always sweetheart. And, we want to give some shout out to some PR peeps that we mutually know.
Yeah.
Espada PR for Jasmine and Camille out there. If they're out there, you know, I don't know. Yeah. Hopefully they're listening. No, but we want to say what's up to Espada PR and all the lovely people involved. But, so it's great to see you.
Great to have to be here. Yeah, well, thank you for having me.
Awesome. Well, Kirill Yusum, thank you for being in, right? And then
you're
being here.
Welcome.
Okay, so what we want to do, we want the audience to get to know you, if not fans already, hopefully become even more fans, start supporting you, and start getting to follow yourself, and most of all, get to watch your cool docu-series, Menudo Forever Young. On HBO Max. I'm going to keep saying that. Try plugging it as much as we can. So again, we want to. I don't know if your people prepared you for this hard hitting question that we start off with. I don't know. Did they get you? Okay. Well, here we start. We start off with this very very hard hitting question, and then it goes easy from there. Okay.
Gotcha.
Ready? Here we go.
Yeah.
The hard hitting question is, were you born and raised?
Oh, let me think about that.
Okay.
One.
Awesome. I told you it's tough. Yeah.
So I was born in Barcelona.
Okay.
In Catalonia.
Okay.
I was there for most of my teenage life. And then I moved out around 2011, and I started traveling, actually. And I went to work in Canada, Australia, France. And then I finally decided that was time to actually find a place to put my feet. And I decided to come to USA, and I never left.
Awesome. Well, let's backtrack here. So where you when you were born, did you know growing up that you always wanted to get into showbiz and the filmmaking, editing, or anything like that, or in the entertainment world?
Yes. I always say I was born within, because my dad is a producer and my mom is an actress for theater. And right when I was born, I think literally my future was designed for me. And I only had one thing very clear. It's like I didn't want to be in the theater world because I saw how my parents were like struggling as artists, but I did want to do something related. So I just thought maybe movies is going to give me much more money. So I moved to movies.
Okay. Well, what was it like? What was it about the movies itself versus any other field that fascinated you?
Well, I think, so I'm a very shy person. For example, my parents are not. That's why they are amazing actors, theater actors. You know, you are doing a live show every single day in different theaters, in different countries. And I can't do that. Like, I'm just too shy of a person. But I wanted to be in the arts. So I thought, what is the best place where I know they can edit things? And then you can do whatever you want. So I decided to go into cinema, and especially into editing, because that's basically what I do every day. Just edit
awesome.
People's lives.
Awesome. Well, again, so starting off, so when you got bit by the bug, let's say, was there anyone that inspired you to get into, aside from your parents, anyone else that inspired you into the filmmaking world just growing up? Or?
Yes, my godfather, actually. My godfather is a screenwriter for TV programs in Spain, and he always will share like his scripts with me, because I always ask him, like, hey, can you share that with me? And, you know, I actually became really, really interested about the screenwriting too, and that's why I think editing too was my path, because it's a little bit of a screenwriting in post-production, I always say.
Gotcha. Now, do you have a favorite, let's say, entertainer, filmmaker, editor, anything like that, growing up? Or
yes, well, I love a lot of I love Michael Haneke, I love Winter Bottom, I love Gus Van Sant. I'm a little bit like, I'm not like, I like not independence, but these type of directors that do very avant-garde, you know, artsy movies. I'm always very inspired by that.
Awesome. What about you, Kirill, guest co-host of the hour? Kirill Yusuf, do you have anyone that's inspired you to get into your field?
I think the person or the director for me was David Lynch.
Okay.
Like, when I saw his movies and just how he sees things was so inspiring for me, and I think that kind of pushed me into doing things.
Awesome. And then so Carla, from that, then you did you automatically just start getting into the film world, or wasn't this till as you got later in life or after like high school, so to speak? Or
no, I got my first job as a PA, like a production assistant, when I was 14 years old.
Really?
Yeah, on a movie of a family friend who was a director, was making this movie, and he was like, do you want to be a PA? Quote-unquote PA, because obviously I could not legally work at that time. But he was like, you can go there and you can just get the PA credit. And I was 14, and I never left the set.
Wow. Now, did your parents encourage you to get in business at all? Or were they just kind of like, because, you know, a lot of times when I've know a lot of showbiz parents, so to speak, that have been very successful. But then when it comes to their kids, they're like, oh, I wouldn't want them to get into this business. Like, at any point when you showed any interest to the entertainment world, were they like, no, you're going to college and you're going to get a whole different field of study?
No, my parents have always been super, super supportive. They always told me from the beginning, whatever you choose, we're going to be there. But of course, when they knew I was going to go into cinema, for them was like, yes, like, we're going to follow the family traditions in this entertainment business.
Awesome. What about yourself, Kirill? What about you? Did you have a support in the entertainment industry from your family?
My parents have always been supportive, and they realized that, you know, school may have not been the path for me, because my parents are definitely not filmmakers or anything like that. So they're the complete opposite. So I'm the first in my family to kind of go in that path.
Awesome. That's awesome. And then, so Carla, from now, when you got in, did you start studying? Like, were you thinking about going into college or anything like that? Or were you just like, were you literally just straight going to go entertainment and entertainment or bus, so to speak?
No, I went to college. Went to do a degree. It's called cinema and television, audiovisual communication in Spain, and it's a 4-year degree. And then I just actually extended one more year just in case, and I did publicity and journalism, just in case the cinema did not work out. I was going to have a B plan. So then I did like a triple, I think it's called triple graduation or something, and I got my three degrees in 4.5 years.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
And then when did you know you wanted to come to the United States of America, so to speak. Why not? Because, you know, again, you said your family was in the entertainment industry where you're from. Why not just stay out there, so to speak, and if they were already kind of working out there? Did you know that you always, in your heart, were going to come out here eventually?
No, but when I finished college and, you know, I traveled and all of that. But when I finished college, there was a little bit of an economical crisis in Spain and there was not much work happening at that time. So I only really had two options, which was like, oh, I start working on just something to get my bills paid, or I just try to cross and go to United States and, you know, and try some luck there. And that's what I did. I got my bags. I literally got a ticket one way and that was it. And good luck.
Oh, really? So you had like really no backup plan if nothing were going to work out, so to speak.
No, but I knew myself. I'm a pretty stubborn person. So when I want to do something, I will not stop until that happens. So I knew that it had to work.
So what was you thinking was your big break, so to speak, or what when you came out here?
Mm-hmm.
What was the first project you got to work on and that made you go, okay, I think I'm going to be all right, or I'm going to be, you know, I'm going to stay here for the rest?
So, well, when I decided to come here, obviously when you come here, you have to come with a visa. So, you know, I had to kind of get my visa. So I started as a student and in New York Film Academy. I did my master because I already had the college degree. So, you know, I say, well, I'm going to do a master. So I did 1 year master. And my last year of master, I had to do a thesis film that I wrote, directed and edited. And when I finished the film, I presented to different festivals, and it got into Cannes. So that's when I knew that I guess I made it.
Oh, that's awesome. And then you're like, okay, so from that point on, did you start focusing on wanting to do documentaries? Or more so, since you were studying, you know, filmmaking, so to speak.
Yeah, no, see, here's the thing. I actually started as a fiction director, editor. I, you know, when I arrived here, I was doing a lot of fiction. I edited a lot of short movies. I edited feature films, commercials, like everything. I was trying to get my foot anywhere, just to get my name out there. But I think around 2017 is when I realized, I was like, you know, I always wanted to direct. I always wanted to edit. And I love writing. And I said, you know, like, editing documentaries is actually everything. It's the package, because you know, you are actually directing and writing something while you are editing. So I got an offer from Fox to actually start editing a docuseries there about soccer.
Oh, wow.
It was called Phenoms, and it went into premiere in Tribeca, yes, mm-hmm. in 2018. So I love the experience. I love collaborating with so many different editors. And that's when I said, okay, I guess that's my genre.
Wow. Because a lot of people, and I know a lot of filmmakers, they hate the editing process. I love it, but I do know a lot of people that are like, oh man, it's tedious for them. But to me, I always felt it's like, that's like, you get to do the whole puzzle, so to speak. You can make a whole different film almost in just the editing process alone.
For me, it's the most creative job in the business, because like you say, I literally every day I wake up and I try to put together a puzzle, and that's the fun of it. It's like no day is the same, and you know, when you're trying to put that puzzle together, you get really frustrated. It's like, why is not working? Why the people doesn't understand the story? But then when you get it and when you actually accomplish, it's the most rewarding feeling and sensation when you can do that.
Awesome. Well, before we cut to a music break, guest co-host of the hour, cinematographer Kiram Yusum, do you have any questions for the guest of the hour? I mean, I know you know the person personally, but for the audience that maybe, you know, would love to know, is there any questions on her earlier career before we get into the nitty gritty, before we start talking about Menudo Forever Young on HBO Max? but is there anything that you would like to ask her that maybe the audience would love to know, that, or maybe you haven't even asked her before?
Well, I, you know, there's a couple things, but one is, you know, she did mention that she's shy in the beginning, mm-hmm. and she was being slightly modest about the awards and the things that she's won on her films, especially with her thesis film that was pretty amazing. And I think for Carla, like, just to mention, I think it's important because you always tell me that because of the way the documentaries are set up and because of the way your mind works and because of your experience with your uncle, the screenwriter, do you feel that being a writer helps you edit, and being a director helps you know exactly what you want and which piece you want?
Yeah, I think that's why it really helped my journalism and publicity career, because, you know, what they teach us in publicity, for example, is like, say something quick and just get out. So it's like when you're trying to do a message for, you know, like the first 10 minutes of a documentary, or even the first 2 minutes are the most, most important, because if you don't hook people in 2 minutes, you lose the audience. So, you know, when you're writing, quote-unquote writing, editing, you know, this is kind of like the process. It's like you are trying to almost do a little commercial in the first minutes. Mm-hmm. And that's where, like, all my writing skills and publicity skills come in place. So I always say, you know, even though, like, I ended up doing cinema, my other degrees really, really helped my career, because I get, like, the advantage of being able to do everything at once.
Awesome. Well, what we're going to be doing, you can go and grab this really quick. We're going to be cutting to a music break, and we're going to be back more, going to the nitty-gritty of Carla Rota's new docu-series, which is on HBO Max. It's called Menudo Forever Young. But don't tune out. But just keep that in your memory right now. But again, we're going to talk more about that. But we're going to be cutting to a music break that we're going to have my guest co-host of the hour, Kiram Yusim, introduce. So, Kiram, you want to introduce this song, and then we'll be coming back here. And then before with that, do you have any social medias, websites, or anything like that, Carla? Or
yes, they can follow me at Carla Roda in Instagram or Facebook. And then my website is TabithaFilms.com.
Tabitha?
Films.
TabithaFilms.com. Yes. That's TabithaFilms.com. Last but not least, TabithaFilms.com. You know why I say that 3 times, Jero?
That's right. So you can always remember.
Because what's her website?
You got a picture.
No, her website. Oh,
Tabitha Pictures.
Tabitha Films.
I only said it once, so that's why I didn't remember.
TabithaFilms.com, right? Okay. It is a TABITHA, right?
TABITHA.
No H.
Oh, Tabitha.
Yes.
Okay.
Tabitha.
Where'd that come from?
From my parents. My parents' company, theater company, is called Tabitha Theater Tabitha. So I steal it from them and I convert it into Tabitha Films.
Oh, wow. Okay, so it's Tabitha. So correct me. Forgive me. It's Tabitha, not Tabitha. So Tabitha, TABITHA Films.com.
Yes, and just my mom actually got it because of the TV show, the witch TV show. But in Spain, we don't say the H. So she took it out, but she actually got inspired by the witch TV show.
You know, it's interesting. I just interviewed the one that played the daughter from Bewitched last night, Erin Murphy. Really, really a cool person. But that's awesome. So Bewitched, I don't know why I said it, but because you said Bewitched.
Yes,
that's very, very, not very. And then we got, and then you got social media. You're on Instagram. That's Tabitha, TABATA underscore films over
yes.
on
yes.
Instagram. All right, so Kiram Yusim, can you introduce this song? And we'll be back more with award-winning editor, filmmaker, director, Carla Rota, right back here. But Kiram, you want to introduce this?
Over You Now by Jade Pateri.
Yeah, Jade Pateri. Yeah, again, she was a guest here on the show, and I want to help promote her music as well. So again, this is Over You Now by Jade Pateri, and we'll be back more with Carla Rota. One more time, Kiram, introduce this one more time.
Over You Now by Jade Pateri.
All right, here we go, and we'll be right back.
All Indie. Now, listen carefully. The song you are about to hear is an actual independent music submission. Indie 100.
Why do all the boys that I love to break my heart? Can I stop writing about them in the backseat of my car? They call me pretty, call me sweet, then turn around and leave. And now they got me asking what the hell is wrong with me. Maybe I'm too sentimental.
sentimental, or maybe they're just detrimental. Babe, my heart is not a rental. Playing games ain't fundamental. For you, maturity is scary. Cause baby, I'm not overbearing. Am I too much or way too caring? I think my brain needs some repairing.
I'm done worn out, not angry. I'm just over it now. I'm done with feeling down. Over you now. I'm done, worn out, not angry. I'm just over it now. I'm done with feeling down, not petty. I'm just over you now. I'm over you, over you, over you now. So over you, over you, over you.
What if I'm no fun, I'm actually boring, when all you do is keep ignoring my texts, my calls, now I'm imploring if I was even worth adoring. You tell me I'm so fascinating, and then you go on calculating if I'm even a bit worth dating. All you boys are frustrating.
I'm down, worn out, not angry. I'm just over it now. I'm down.
Over You Now by Jade Pateri. If you like that song, let me know. Email me at tyrone.indie100@gmail.com. That's tyrone.indie100@gmail.com. But better yet, if you really like that song, check her out. Hit her up on her socials. Check out her music. Again, that's Jade Pateri, J-A-D-E, P as in Paul, A-T-T-E-R-I. And it's called Over You Now. She's over on Spotify and all that. And like I said, check her out, support her. She was a guest on a show and a wonderful, dear, dear person as well. So again, Jade Pateri, Over You Now. What do you think of that song, Mr. Guest Co-host Kirill?
I loved it. I feel like it could be in the James Bond movie.
Yeah, oh, you're right. I didn't think about that. I felt it always could be in a movie, but when you said James Bond movie, I could totally see that now. And what about you, Carla Rota? Did you like that?
I loved it. I think I was thinking about the same movie. Yeah.
Really?
Yeah, that or Mission Impossible, you know, or like... Even, yeah, any action movie, you know, it's...
Very GoldenEye.
Yes, yeah. Exactly.
And speaking of, what kind of music are you into, Carla?
I love any kind of music, but I love Billie Eilish, for example, you know, and then I love Rosalia.
Okay.
I really like different type of music. I'm not like a specifically one. When I was young, I loved country music.
And Kirill, what kind of music do you like?
I'm a fan of, you know, 90s hip hop.
Okay.
And then I also, I like jazz. I know it's kind of a, you know.
Yeah, a lot of people love jazz.
And some Italian music, some Toto Cutugno.
Well, cool. Well, we are back here in the studio with my guest co-host of the hour, cinematographer Kirill Yusum. Welcome back.
Thank you, sir.
And with my guest of the hour, award-winning editor-director of the new HBO docuseries, Menudo Forever Young, Carla Rota. Welcome back.
Thank you.
All right. So we got the audience to get to know a little bit about you, about your history and how you got inspired, how your parents were in the business. And then you went to college and then you won some awards, you know, which we had to kind of pry that out of you, so to speak, because you're a very humble person. And then this leads us to you doing this cool documentary called Menudo Forever Young on HBO Max. So let's talk about that. But first off, I also hear through the grapevine, what is this that I hear from a little birdie that told me, something like that. And please elaborate, because I know you're humble, but you were like, is it true that you were like the very first woman hired to lead, by like HBO to lead the editing team for this show? Or elaborate on that information. I want to make sure this is clear for the audience that hopefully get inspired.
Yeah, that's what they say. I mean, I'm really humble about it. I always say, though, that this world of editors is like, it's mostly a man world. And, you know, just like me, there is so many awesome women that are fighting to get their foot into this post-production world. And there is so many of them that got actually just nominated to a ton of Emmys. So, wow.
What is the actual verbiage? You were the very first woman lead to, how is it?
Latin, I think.
Okay.
Yes. And so actually this docuseries, I always like to say, it was started by another Carla, which she's amazing. She's actually Oscar nominated.
Wow.
Her name is Carla Gutierrez. And she did a bunch of documentaries. And unfortunately, she had to leave the project. And she thought of me, which is actually amazing, too.
You know,
like, we are so many editors, you know, and the fact that she thought of me and got in contact of me and was, you know, supported me and basically convinced the production company to hire me. And I think was all really, really good. And like I say, it's just, I think like if women do not support each other, then we're not going to go anywhere.
Wow. So what does it feel like to be the only woman hired as well to lead this editing team, so to speak? Is that correct?
Yeah. I was it was all men except me. And I was, I mean, not to say they were amazing editors. Yeah. I mean, some of them won amazing prizes and awards and all of that. But I guess the production company, once again, they put the trust in me that I could lead the team and that I could lead the episodes. And, you know, it was amazing. And, you know, and of course, the other editors were a huge support. And I want to give a shout out amazing to my assistant editor, who was an amazing gal too. Her name is Andreina Velasquez, who is amazing. And without her, really, the boat would have sink.
definitely. That's let's say your name one more time.
Andreina Velasquez, amazing. Awesome. Assistant,
right,
editor.
Shout out there. So let's tell the audience a little bit what is this this documentary that people that are not familiar with Menudo. I grew up watching them more, but I would say, was this Ricky Martin days, maybe?
Yeah.
Or the only reason I knew of them, really, because I grew up with a show. I love watching a show called Silver Spoons.
Oh, yes.
And then they were like guests of that. And
they were
a boy band. And then they also had them on this on ABC, on Saturday morning cartoons.
Exactly.
So that was like my reference of them. But I know, they've been around for a long. So tell the audience a little bit about how you got involved, but also what the actual docuseries is about and everything.
Yeah, so the docuseries is about Menudo, about the rise and I will say the fall in quotes of Menudo, and
which is a boy band from
Puerto Rico.
From Puerto Rico.
It started in the 1970s. Mm-hmm. Their manager created this group. He was first the manager of a very famous group too, called La Pandilla, who was a Spanish group that actually got brought into Puerto Rico, and then he decided to create his own group, and which was very smart from him. He knew that the best way to keep a boy band alive is keeping them young as long as is possible. That's why it's called Forever Young, because the guys, it was a band of five guys, and the guys will rotate every time that they will arrive to 15, 16 years old, or their boys will change, or they will get too adult. they will keep changing. And that's why, for example, a lot of people that maybe doesn't know Menudo from the beginning do know some of the members. And, you know, obviously the one of the most famous members that came from that group was Ricky Martin and, and Robbie Rosa, which, you know, is the ones that people really remember. But honestly, the best of Menudo, and I think that's what we are trying to highlight in the documentary, is like that every single member had a, had something special.
Wow.
And it's not Ricky Martin's band, or it's not Robbie Rosa band. It's really Menudo band. And Menudo pertains to these kids. They were Menudo. They were the ones who were supporting. And that's basically what we're trying to explain and to shout light onto these docuseries. You know, their legacy, you know, the legacy, because they went from the 70s all the way to 2009, you know, when they got dissolved. So that's a lot of years. That's close to 30 years.
And what made them dissolve? I mean, because they had such a great formula for so long, too.
Yeah, well, that's one of the things we explain in the documentary, of course, but two reasons. First of all, because, you know, it's hard to maintain always the same when other groups are popping at the same time. You have to remember that they were from the 70s to 2000s, Backstreet Boys came into the picture, NSYNC came into the picture. A lot of groups came into the picture. And, you know, they got...
It's pretty
they
much
yeah, they got passed. But what I want to know is like I to say is like they actually opened the door for many of those groups, in my opinion, because it was kind of like one of the first formula boy bands. I mean, they got even compared to the Beatles.
So were you a fan of Menudo growing up? Or
no, I actually met them when doing the docuseries. I'm a little bit younger than them, and you know, growing up, I didn't listen to their music, so I got to know the story when I got into the project, but then I actually got to meet them, a lot of them in person, and, you know their stories. And of course, you know, editing documentary, I was editing their lives. So, you know, I really got very, very emotionally attached to all of them, like to all the members that were very, very brave on telling their story.
So for this is a how many parts? Four parts?
It's a four part. So the first two parts we kind of like it goes a little bit chronologically, but of course, you know, the last two episodes are the ones who explain a little bit of more the behind the scenes and, you know, and what happened behind the scenes of this Menudo. And, you know, there was a lot of problems that, you know, that the public didn't know, and that we are trying to explain so people know what to not do in the future when you have a boy band group that the ages run in between 11 and 16 years old.
Wow. Now, so when you got asked to be part of this and you got hired, first off, were you like, excited because, well, A, you didn't grow up, so it would have been different if it was a band that you loved, but what made you go, what enticed you to be like, okay, I can do this? And how much hours of footage of stuff that you actually had to go to, like, estimate? I mean, I know it's a lot, but I mean, like, was you're like, oh my god, like, how much really hours of footage was there?
So first of all, I'm really, really lucky to be able to choose the projects. You know, not everybody can do that. And I'm at a point in my career that I'm able to do that. And when that project got introduced to me, first of all, you know, I did some research. I was like, what is this project? What is this boy band? Do I feel capable to do it? Because when you edit something, you have to remember that it becomes your life. So, you know, and you are always dealing with people's lives, and you have to be very careful. So if you are not passionate or you are not interested about the topic, then it's better to say no. So first of all, I literally, the production company sold it really good. I mean, they were an amazing, amazing team. And also the opportunity to lead the team, it was, you know, it was just the break I was looking for. But really what got to say me yes was the story of the guys. And then when I opened the project and I saw the many hours, we had like perhaps over 1,000 hours of footage, because you have to remember, like, again, it's like over 30 years, and they were not famous just in Puerto Rico. They literally crossed all the way to United States, you know, and like you say, they were in programs like ABC or like this one. So we had a ton of material from every single channel, like CNN, Fox, you know, NBC, you know, we had material from everywhere. Even from, you know, and of course from South America, every single television they went, and, you know, radio shows, everything. So it was a lot of footage. That's why I always insist the assistant editors are the best allies for us, because they help us to actually narrow down everything to choose the best to tell the story.
Wow. Now, guest co-host Kirill Yusum, do you have any questions before we wrap up here from Carla Rota of now her current status, so to speak, of maybe this project or anything else now, you know, aside from her early upbringing now as a award-winning editor-director? Anything you have, any questions you have for her?
I think maybe some, because I know the answer to this and I've heard it, but I think some people would love to know, how does it feel to edit something for so many hours and to know somebody better than they might know themselves, but then see them and meet them in real life?
Yeah, that's always, I mean, it's always an internal joke with editors, no? Sometimes we edit in between 10 to 14 hours a day, you know? And you got to see somebody in the screen for that many hours, and then all of a sudden you see it in person and you hug that person like, you know, you know, and then they look at you as like, who are you? Who is you? It's like, oh, I'm sorry, I thought I know you. And that happened to me very early in the project, actually. I got to meet one of the Menudos totally randomly, and I literally say to him, I know you, you know me.
Oh,
you know?
Wow.
And he's like, no, I don't know who you are.
That's crazy.
And I say, well, you will know me at some point.
Wow. Now, who was the one that maybe fascinated you the most watching all? I mean, of course, they're all, I'm sure, great people, but was there one particularly that you were like just fascinated by, or that took you maybe by the heart, so to speak?
Well, I think all of them, like I say, all of them are very, very special individually, and I feel like especially the ones that open their heart to talk about very, very difficult times. And what we were trying to do with this documentary too, we were trying to make sure that they get some healing of all the bad things. And you know, and recently I got, you know, a couple of Menudo reviews, like, that they actually email me just saying, like, you know, we love the story, we love how you guys put it together, and basically thanking us to actually be able to close a chapter that was open for so long that nobody cared about the story until, you know, HBO was able to see something in there and see, like, no, we have to tell that story. But for their healing, but also for the future of you know, of this industry, to make sure that no other kid goes of what they had to go.
Okay, well, we got like 4 minutes left here. So how do people check this out? Let's give some shout outs to some people that you want to say maybe involved with this project as well. So how do they check it out if they have not get to see this?
So HBO Max, is a HBO Max original. You have the 4 episodes there.
Awesome. And each episode is how long?
Each episode ranges in between 38 to 45 minutes.
Okay.
And and then I want to give a shout out to the whole team. I feel like documentary is one thing that also I forgot to mention. It's very important, and they are successful if you have extremely collaborative team, because it's literally like a whole team project process. Yeah. And I want to specifically shout out my producers, Maura Anderson, Chris Rio, Enrique Rivera, my archival producer. Without him, we would not be able to find anything, like, is Gabriel Rivera. And of course, my assistant editor, Andreina Velasquez, and all the editors that came on and on, which this is another thing that I think is very important. Like, almost 80% of the team was Latin.
Wow.
And Hispanic. So that was amazing to actually be able to, like, hold a whole team from all the countries. And then obviously the EPs were from here, but they were amazing allies. And it was from the company Mac Media that they just today got the news that they got nominated with one of the shows with 4 Emmy nominations.
Oh, wow.
So I want to congratulate them for that.
Awesome. Well, congratulations. And tell the audience a little bit about what you've won awards for. Just, I know you're humble.
Well, I won best woman director with Camila. I was best editing, best cinematography. Camila really got as much as, and then I won best editing for some documentaries.
Wow.
And I got a documentary, apart from Menudo, we got to actually premiere in Tribeca.
Wow.
But I also got into a couple other documentaries in Tribeca in the past years too. So
that's
just really
awesome.
Exciting.
Well, congratulations again. So again, if you want to see Carla Rota's work, check out Menudo Forever Young on HBO Max. It's now playing over there, and it's doing really well. And I just want to say congratulations and thank you. And then and Kirill Yusum, anything to plug or anything like that?
No, just plugging Carla and her amazing work, and keep it up.
Awesome. And then you could check out your website one more time at?
You Got It Pictures.
You Got It Pictures. And then, Carla, one more time, your social medias and website.
Yeah, my social media is Carla Roda or Tabata _ Films. And then my website is TabataFilms.com.
And that's Tabata as in T-A-B-I-T-A.
Correct.
Oh, sorry, T-A. B-A.
B-A-T-A.
T-A. T-A. Tab- oh, T-A-B-A-T-A. Okay, yes, there you go. Tab- I'm thinking of Tabitha. Okay, so Tabitha. TABATAfilms.com. I feel like I'm on a spelling bee.
I know.
Did I get that correct? There's
yes.
a lot of A's.
Yes.
There. Tabata. TabataFilms.com. Again, the project is Menudo Forever Young. So lastly, we like to end off the show. You've been inspired. We want to inspire those. What inspirational messages can you give to someone out there that maybe wants to do what you do, become an editor, director, or just follow their dreams in general?
Well, I think to not stop fighting for what you want. There was one thing, actually, when I arrived here into America, the first night I got dropped, and I got no money, no nothing. And instead of giving up, I just literally basically like try to fight. And that's basically what I do every single day. It's like, if you want something, fight. And if they say no to you 1,000 times, prove them that 1,002 is going to be the one.
Okay, awesome. And last but not least, Kirill Yusum, cinematographer. Any inspirational words of wisdom for people that want to maybe get into cinematography or filmmaking, or just follow their dreams in general?
I think it's important to follow your dreams. And like Carla said, don't give up. And there's I wish I remember the person that said this quote, but it says, "Do as the clock does and keep moving."
There you go. That's the first time I heard that one, at least from a guest. So again, I guys want to say thank you, Mr. Guest Co-host Kirill Yusum. I appreciate you being a cool guest co-host, and
thank
you're
you
always
for
welcome back.
Me.
And then again, Carla, so proud of you, so excited for you, and it's very exciting to see your journey, but also just to know, number one, you being Latina, female in this editing world, and this and just in the entertainment industry in general. It's really cool to see humble people like yourself being out there, and I wish you nothing but the best of success and more awards, and hopefully put on that mantle of yours. And hopefully Oscar. Okay,
hopefully.
Let's go for the Oscars. Okay,
so that's on my desk, on top of my desk.
All right, you're leaving that open. Okay, so anyway, so again, it's Carla Roda. Again, it's Menudo Forever Young on HBO Max, also from TabataFilms.com. So check her out. Appreciate. God bless you. God bless you guys both. Thank you guys all, and I want to say thank you all for tuning in. I always appreciate all your guys' listenership. I always like to end off my show, Matthew 19:26. In man, things are possible. In God, all things are possible. And we are out. Bye-bye.